Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to the eighth day, January 1st, in the 12 days of Christmas. On the eighth day of Christmas, January 1st, the theme word is church. Today is also the Feast of the Circumcision of our Lord. The music was What Child Is This?, published by William Chatterton Dix around 1865 using the traditional 17th century English folk tune Greensleeves, which some credit to Henry VIII. The ritual of circumcision of young male children on the eighth day after their birth was commanded by the Lord in Genesis 17, verse 12. The way the ritual was to be done is described in Leviticus 12, 1 to 4. Ritual circumcision marked the child as one who would enjoy the covenant of the Lord granted to the Israelites. Not being circumcised meant that the child, quote, shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant, from Genesis 17, verse 14. St. Luke's Gospel account in Luke 2, verse 21, tells us that on the eighth day after his birth, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to be circumcised. The illustration for this and the next two slides is Presentation in the Temple by Giotto di Bondini from the early 14th century. On this same day, the infant was named, according to the instruction the archangel announced to Mary at the Annunciation. The Blessed Mary was ritually purified in the temple according to the requirements of Leviticus 12, reported in Luke 12, verses 23 to 25. The church celebrates the Feast of the Purification of the Virgin on February 2nd. In all three of these events, circumcision, naming, and purification, Mary was obedient to the Mosaic law. Obedience was the key word for the fifth day of Christmas. In one of its first acts, the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church abandoned the requirement of ritual circumcision at the Council of Jerusalem in 49 AD. The word church, which comes from the Greek ekklesia, meaning a place set apart for worship, is used in the Gospels only in St. Matthew's account, in which it is spoken twice in Matthew 16, verse 18, and again in 18, verses 15 to 17. The first use was by Jesus in reference to, quote, my church, and the second reference to resolution of personal disputes within church communities. In Acts of the Apostles, the epistles, and in Revelation, it is used dozens of times, including in the list of seven churches of Asia Minor in Revelation 1, 2, and 3. Church is the Christian equivalent of synagogue. The illustration is the letter to the church at Laodicea from the Bamberg Apocalypse, an early 11th century illuminated manuscript of Revelation, which was used in the AIC Bible study video series and book of the same name, Revelation, an Idealist Interpretation. The Christian church's replacement for the ritual of circumcision as the rite of entry into the church is the sacrament of baptism, one of two sacraments commanded by Jesus. The term comes from the Greek baptizo, which means to immerse. Jesus himself was baptized in the River Jordan by John the Baptist. The illustration is a stained glass window in the Munich style, possibly by F.X. Zettler or Franz Mayer of Munich, at St. Clement's Church on the Channel Island of Jersey. Jesus' command for the sacrament of baptism is found in Matthew 28, verse 19, which orders a threefold form of baptism. Quote, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The illustration for this and the next slide is a mosaic at the 19th century Church of the Assumption in Jerusalem. Note that in his right hand, left in the illustration, John the Baptist holds a symbol of the Lamb of God, and in his right a banner with the legend Ecce Agnus Dei, which is Latin for "This is my beloved Son." In Anglican practice, baptism has both an outward visible sign and inward spiritual sign. The outward visible sign is water. The inward spiritual sign is death to sin, as St. Paul explained in detail in Romans 6. The one being baptized is anointed with holy oil and sprinkled with holy water three times, symbolizing the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There are conditions for baptism. For an adult who is baptized, there must first be an expression of faith, usually exhibited by completion of a course in the catechism and a confession of sins and meaningful repentance. A child may be baptized as an infant only after the parent or guardian commits to raise the child as a Christian. When children who had been baptized as infants come of age, usually in their mid-teens, they are examined by the local priest and after completion of the catechism course put forward as a candidate for confirmation by the bishop of the jurisdiction. Through their confirmation, they are initiated into full membership in the church and may thereafter receive the elements during the Holy Eucharist liturgy. The illustration is again the 19th century stained glass window at St. Clement's Church in Jersey. For more on the sacrament of baptism, one of the two sacraments of the Church commanded by Christ himself, including its use in the Nicene and Apostles' Creed, see the Beliefs of the Anglican Church, an AIC bookstore publication available in paperback and Kindle editions at https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. The illustration is again the letter to the church at Laodicea from the Bamberg Apocalypse. Please join us for the 9th day, January 2nd, when the key word is angels. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website and make use of its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.